All right, let's take our Bibles this morning and turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 8. John's Gospel, chapter 8, for the message today. We have Matt Treesize back there. Wave at everybody. I would have you stand up, but I didn't want you to hit your head on the ceiling there, so just keep your seat, all right? But Matt came home. He's in full-time evangelism now down south, and he came home to do graduation for us Friday night. Did a tremendous job. I was greatly, greatly blessed by what he had to say, and I know the kids appreciated it as well. But it's good to have him home. All right, let's look at this eighth chapter now. I'd like to read a lot, but I'm not because I don't have time. But in a nutshell, the Lord Jesus is speaking to the people and to the priest and to the Pharisees and all that bunch, and they are basically trying to argue everything that he says, and he makes the point that if they would just know the truth, just know the truth. You say, well, what's truth? Well, Jesus said, my word is truth. So if you want to know what truth is, I'm holding it right here in my hand. All right, this is the truth of God. And so the Lord Jesus told them they need to know the truth. Now, the problem with them was they were holding on to the traditions of men. They wanted to follow all the rituals and all the outward expressions of their Judaism, and they followed that with such stringency that they thought that it was the outward things that they did and performed which gave them eternal life. And the Lord just basically is telling them, no. No, it's not that at all. He said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. There's nothing else that can make you free. All right, all your good works and all your efforts and all your piety and everything else that goes with it is not sufficient to get you into a right relationship with God. And so he goes on down, and they get into this big argument look at verse 36. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now you'll notice that the word Son is capitalized. So the Lord Jesus was speaking of himself. He said, if the Son shall make you free, then you're free indeed. Then the Lord continued in verse 37 and said to them, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. Now, did you hear that? My word hath no place in you. Now, question, have they not been, since the beginning of this chapter, listening to the word of God, the Lord Jesus speaking to them? Were they not listening to the word of God? Yes. But the Lord said to them, he said, I know that ye are Abraham's seed. You are the descendants of Abraham, but you're trying to kill me. It doesn't sound like, well, first of all, that's just not nice. All right. I mean, that's a no-no. You don't kill people just because you don't like them, you know, because you don't agree with them. But he went on to say that the reason that they hated him so was because his word had no place in them. They did not believe the word of God. And folks, that's imperative to having a right relationship with God, to believe what God's word says. Now, if you'll jump down, please, you'll notice in verse 42 that Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me. That makes sense, doesn't it? If God were your Father, Jesus said, you would love me. And then he said, they said that Abraham is our father. Jesus said, if ye were Abraham's children, you'd do the works of Abraham. Well, trying to kill somebody is not doing the works of Abraham, would you say? But now, go on down, please, to verse 43. And he says, why do ye not understand my speech? Can I help you with that? Why don't you understand my message? Why don't you understand what I'm saying to you? What's the problem here? And then he tells him what the problem was. Even because ye cannot hear my word, my speech. You cannot hear it. You say, but they all were hearing it. No, they weren't hearing it. They might have been audibly hearing it, but they could not hear what he was saying. Does that make sense to you? They could not understand. They did not have ears to hear what the Spirit saith to the church. So I want to take that little phrase, and I want to speak this morning a message entitled, there are things we cannot hear. There are things we cannot hear. Let's pray. Father, thank you now for your word, and I pray that you will bless what we're about to hear to our hearts. Give us encouragement and strength as we listen to the word of God. And Father, give us ears to hear. We need to hear what the word of God has to say. And Father, we need to hear it because it's the truth. And we need to hear the truth because the truth will set you free. And so I pray that you will bless and help us this morning. Give us your Holy Spirit to teach our hearts. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. I should think that when these words were spoken by the Lord Jesus, they must have created a great deal of perplexity, a great deal of consternation among the crowd that heard him, that was listening to him speak. When you stop to think about what he said here, it's almost like everything's a contradiction of terms. He's talking, they all have ears, all right, but yet they couldn't hear what he was saying. He said, well, that doesn't make sense, Pastor. Well, that's the point. That's what the Lord's trying to get folks to understand. Now, they had ears, yes, but they could not hear the truth of his word. And you know, we see that all the time. I see that all the time. There are folks who will walk through the doors of our church and they will sit down and they'll enjoy this and they'll enjoy that. But as soon as I say, turn in your Bibles, please, they sit there like they've never heard anything like that in their life. It just doesn't register. And here's the good thing. If they keep coming back, it will eventually register. Yeah, it will eventually register. And there are several of you sitting right here this morning. And for the first time you came in here, you looked at your wife about halfway through the sermon and you said, I didn't bargain for this. And you looked at your watch and you started thinking, is he ever going to quit? And eventually he did quit, and you got home And you started thinking about what you heard. And when you started thinking about it, you thought, well, maybe I'll go back and do it again. And so the more you kept coming, by the way, folks, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Exactly. And that's how it works. But the Lord Jesus knew, you see, this is the thing about the Lord. I can stand here and I can look you in the eyeball and then you and I can actually sit down and start talking to one another, but I don't know what's in your heart. I have no idea what's in your heart. But you know something? God knows what's in your heart. That's the amazing thing. God knows what is in your heart, and God knows what you need and what I need. I have many times after a message had folks say, Pastor, thank you for what you taught me this morning. And when I first heard that, you know, I just smiled and said, you're welcome. And then I got to thinking about it, well, what did I teach you? You know? And so I would stop and I would say, oh, yeah? What did I teach you? Well, you said, and then they tell me one thing I said. And truth be told, I don't even remember saying that. I really don't. But you see, the Lord knew what you needed. And the Lord gave you what you needed, whether I realized that I said it or not. There have been times when I have gone back and listened to the live stream because I couldn't believe what I just said. You know, I said that to you, yeah. When? Were you listening to the same sermon I was listening? Yes. I mean, but I've been amazed at how the Lord speaks through His man, through His word, to the hearts of others. And the Lord Jesus said to these Pharisees and these Sadducees and these scribes and all the rest of them, He said to them, you folks, listen, why don't you understand what I'm saying here? There were others who understood it, but the religionists did not understand it. The people who were trying to earn their way to heaven, who were off on their Bible doctrine, they couldn't hear what the Lord was saying. I've had people want to argue with me and about the Bible. So I have said to them, well, can I stop by your house and we'll talk about this? Sure. Or can you come by the office and we'll sit down and talk about this? Sure. All right, good. And so they come or I go to their house and I take my Bible and I sit down and I say, now, what's your question? Where are you stumbling? And they'll tell me where they're stumbling. And I'll say, okay, well, now, look at this verse right here. And I say, now, what does that say? Well, I know what it says. You do? Yeah, I know what it says. Oh, you know what it says? Yes, I know what it says. Well, then what's the problem? Well, I know what that says, but I also know what my Aunt Sally said. Yeah. And they're gonna listen to somebody instead of to God. I want to say, and by the way, there have been times when I have turned to verse 43 and I have read the verse and say, what are you missing here? You know, what are you missing? What do you not see? So I don't think for even a moment that this complaint was ever directed at the Lord that nobody could hear him. That was never directed. No, sir. There are some folks that say, well, you know, I went to hear this guy preach and I couldn't hear him. You couldn't hear him. No, I couldn't hear him. I'm puzzled. Why? Well, he didn't talk loud enough. Oh, okay. Well, I understand that. That's his fault. That's not yours. All right? And so I don't think that the Lord ever had a problem like that. You remember one time he got in a boat, pushed away from the shore. There were some 20,000 people on the shore, and he spoke to them, and every single person heard every single word. Amen. So it's not a problem of him being heard. The problem is being heard. You see, you can hear with your ears, but you can also hear with your heart. Now, as I dwelt on this verse, it occurred to me that as far as the Lord Jesus was concerned, hearing, now listen carefully, hearing was not a physical activity. You say, well, what do you mean by that, Pastor? Well, I mean it was not, he was not talking about physically hearing his voice. It was rather a transaction of words upon the soul, hearing with your spiritual man, hearing spiritually what God has to say. You see, it's like two people. They can watch and look at the same scene, and yet they see it in two different ways. Oh, what'd you see, sir? And they'll tell you. And then what'd you see, sir? And they'll tell you. And they both do not say the same thing. You say, well, where does that come from? That comes from you as a person. It comes from you seeing what you see because of who you are, and another person seeing the same event but seeing something different simply because of what and who they are. Okay? So the same thing that is with seeing is the same thing that is possible with hearing. One person can hear one thing and another person can hear something completely different, even though the same thing was heard by two people. And this kind of hearing, and especially this kind of spiritual reception that Jesus is speaking of when he said, you cannot hear my word. Because you see, it's not with the ear that we hear. It is with the character. It is with the spirit that we hear. It is by all that we have set our hearts upon, to everything that we have struggled for and with in our lives. It is with every temptation that we have met and every sin that we have ever fought against and mastered that determines the kinds of things that we hear as we walk along life's road. And if we live our lives always being unkind and always being selfish and always being ugly towards others for whatever reason, then we will only hear those things that are unkind and selfish and ugly. But if we live nobly in this life and we hear nobly in this life, then things are going to be different. You will remember in the seven letters to the seven churches, the Lord Jesus said in Revelation 2 and 3 at the end of every letter, he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. But you see, folks, you hear what you have trained your ear to hear. You get that? I hope you do. All right, now let me show you just a Bible example of this. You're in John 8, right? All right, so go over to the 12th chapter of John for just a moment and look with me at verse 27. 12th chapter, verse 27, and down through verse 32. All right, now listen carefully here. Let me read it to you. Verse 27, it says, Jesus says, "Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Now watch. "Then came there a" what? "A voice." "Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore," now watch, oh my, watch, "the people therefore that stood by and," what's the next two words? "Heard it." What's it? The voice. The people that were standing around and heard God the Father speak. All right, now listen. "Said that it thundered." Well, I declare. It thundered? That's what some heard. Others said, "Oh, no, no. That was an angel that spoke to him." Are you seeing this, folks? There's some folks, they hear one thing, same group of people, but another person who heard exactly what the others heard, they heard something else. You got to have ears to hear. That's the point. We need ears to hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. And so, read on. It says, "Jesus answered and said," now he's going to explain it, "this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes." Now, folks, if it came for the sake of the people, and it was God's voice, why couldn't they hear what God had to say? And the answer is, they couldn't hear it because they didn't have ears to hear it. They could not hear it because they didn't have ears to hear it. And everyone in that great crowd heard the voice of God. And again, look at verse 29. Tells us that all the people who stood by heard it. They heard the voice. The people heard this voice come from heaven and from heaven's throne. But Jesus was once again proven right because hearing, they didn't hear. In hearing, they didn't hear. Now, folks, what I'm trying to challenge you to do this morning is have spiritual ears so you can hear the voice of God when God is speaking to your heart. I want you to hear what God says. Oh, you're not going to hear an audible voice. The Bible tells us now in these last days, God speaks to us through this book. He speaks to us through this book. That's why I challenge you over and over and over and over. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Get to know your Bible. You say, "Well, I can't understand all that Old Testament." Then read the New Testament. All right? I don't care where you read it. Just read your Bible. So, look at it this way, folks. They did not they did not all hear the same thing. It was the exact same voice that rang out all across the crowd. It was the same voice that broke upon every single ear. And yet some people did not hear the voice of God at all. They simply said, well, it sounded like it thundered to me. They didn't have ears to hear. No spiritual ears. Folks, we live in a spiritual world. God's all around us. We heard that song this morning. But do you hear what the Lord is saying? You say, well, I don't ever hear the voice of God. It's because you don't read your Bible. That's because you don't read your Bible. Christian, you ought to read your Bible every day. Let me challenge you to start in the Gospel of John or start in Matthew and just read the Bible. You'll be amazed at what you learn and what God gives you. Nobody saw an angel, but some of the folks said, you know, that sounded like an angel to me. Well, now, when have you ever heard an angel speak? That's what I wished I had been there to ask. Sound like an angel? Where'd you ever hear an angel speak? Oh, I don't know, but it sounded like an angel to me. If an angel had spoken, that's what it would have sounded like to me. You see, we all have our preconceptions, don't we? But the simple truth of the matter is, when God speaks, do you hear what God's saying? You're not going to hear him audibly, folks. Please understand that. But you are going to hear his voice right here. You're going to hear it with your heart. But this shows us the point. Not everybody heard things as they were. You know, in almost 50 years of pastoring, I've been amazed at some of the things people have thought they heard me say. I've even gone back, as I said a moment ago, to the live stream and checked on some of the things and said, well, you said, no, I don't think I said that. Yeah, you did. I heard it. Can't argue with you. So I go back and listen to it. I didn't say Jesus was a sinner. No, I said he died for sinners. He said, well, I know what I heard. Better be careful. Flip back to John 8 again. Let me show you one thing here. This is what followed in verse 44. Look at it. In verse 43, why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Why? The natural man cannot hear the things of God. And so Jesus said to them in the next verse, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. The devil can't tell you the truth. He doesn't know it. Now, he knows the lie. He's good at the lie. And he'll tell you that. But you know, well, Pastor, you said, I don't think I did say that. I certainly didn't mean that. Well, you said it. I heard it. And then you go back and check, and I didn't say that. Folks, I really am careful with what I say, especially about Bible doctrine. Politics, no. Let me ask you a question. How does my voice get from my throat to your ears? You say through a sound system, okay? All right, but how's that sound system takes my voice and gets it to your ear? Through the air, right? Ephesians 2:2. Who is the prince and the power of the air? Satan. You know what that means? That means from here to your ear, no matter how, I mean, for you guys, you should never misunderstand what I'm saying. Aaron, you sit in that same seat every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. You should never misunderstand what I'm saying. You're close. All right, but let's take somebody all the way. Let's take Griff back there. Griff could say, Did you say? No, I don't think. Well, I thought I heard that. Now, Griff's not going to stand there and argue with me and say, no, I heard it. I heard it. You're a heretic. He's not going to do that. No way. But the point is, my voice gets from my throat to your ears through the air. And who is the prince and power of the air? The devil. So no matter if he's got that much room or if he's got a mile, he's the devil, and he will do anything he can to twist my word as it's coming towards your ears. That's just the way the devil works. Well, I heard. No, I think you better check on that. So that being so, folks, does it not make sense that the one who has the authority over the air around us can manipulate and enable one person to hear one thing and another person hear something totally different? Of course it can. So here's the point, folks. If a person's ears had been the one and only instrument of hearing, there would have been the different opinions legitimately. But you see, the ear is, that's not all we're working with. We're working with the heart. Do you hear with your heart? Say, well, my mind hurt. No, don't listen with your mind. Listen with your heart. Somebody said, Pastor, you stepped on my toes. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't aiming for your toes. I was aiming for your heart. Sorry, I stepped on your toes. You see, it's the heart that is desperately wicked. And who can know it? It's the heart that needs to be changed and transformed. It's the heart that needs to be set free. Go back to that verse again for just a moment. Go back to John 8 and notice in John 8 where he said that in verse 33, they said, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? And then jump down to verse 36. If the Son therefore make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now question, free indeed. Free to do what? Exactly. To do what's right? To live for God? To serve the Lord? And it may be that the reason some folks get saved and never do anything for God is simply because their heart's not free. You see, how do you get your heart free? It's a revolving circle, folks. It always goes back to the Word of God. So let me challenge you. Get in your Bible. Learn your Bible. Know your Bible. And you'll be surprised how the truth will set you free. I've had folks through the years come to me and say, Pastor, I was reading the Bible the other day. Oh, yeah, good. Amen. I was reading the Bible the other day, and I read this, and they show me what they read, and I say, yeah, but what'd you get from it? And they say, well, here's what I got. And I say, bingo. Probably shouldn't say bingo in church, but you know what I'm saying. Perfect. Oh, yeah, you're reading the Bible and God showed you this? Yeah. What are you going to do about it? Well, I'm going to give that up. I don't need that in my life. I don't need to be tied down. I want to be free. Well, the truth will set you free. Free so you can live for God. Free so you can do what's right. That's the freedom he's talking about. And that's exactly why the Lord Jesus said to these folks, you cannot hear my words. You know, often our judgment of the pastor or of the sermon is really the judgment of ourselves. Oh, that we are listening not with these two things that are attached to the sides of our heads, but with our likes and our dislikes, with our grudges and our grievances, with our listening and application to the soul. That's where we need to be listening. Oh, may God help us to listen to what he has to say. Folks, you don't make great spiritual strides in life by following after the wisdom of man. But boy, if you'll just follow the wisdom of God and let God's wisdom become your wisdom, that'll guide you through the steps to freedom. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word. And Lord, I pray you'll bless what's been said to our hearts today. We talk about a free land, a free America, and we're thankful on this Memorial Day for those who have fought to keep us free. They fought to establish our freedom, and then they fought to keep us a free nation. And Father, we are so grateful for that. But on a broader scale, sin has mankind bound. We cannot hear because of sin. We cannot hear what God has to say because we've been blinded by Satan. We've been blinded by sin and sinfulness. And so, Father, give us, I pray, a real desire to want to be free from Satan's bondage. And Father, there may be someone in this room today who is not 100% sure they're saved and on their way to heaven. Well, they need to be free. They need to be set free, and the truth will set them free. So, Father, help us to examine our hearts this morning. Do we have ears to hear what the Spirit of God saith to the church? Do we have ears to hear that? And so, Father, give us, I pray, those spiritual ears. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.